already be fed the mule, had his breakfast and everything, and have the mule in the field right where you left off the day before.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you got daylight enough for him to see the road, the plow.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they always gave him an hour for lunch in the middle of the day, let him rest that hour. But then he wanted them to plow them until they couldn't see the road.
Mm-hmm.
Or you couldn't at night.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see somebody weed cotton, you know, with a hoe?
Oh yeah, one cotton they call it.
Mm-hmm. Did they always call it holy cotton? Did they ever?
Well, they chopped it. And that's how they got what weed was in the thin arsenal. They had the thin cotton by hand and the hoe.
They'd plant them in a solid drill, and it would be just a solid row, and then they'd thin the plants down the same way they did.
8 inches apart.
Oh, they plant a lot of plants, and then give her some of them.
Like chopping it, they call it.
Oh, right.
And then they'd probably have to go back in one time with holes
mm-hmm.
to get the grass, one of the herbicides, and bring any chemical to hold on.
Yeah.
Well, they had to hold it then. And then they'd plant.
Mm-hmm.
That hole nearly gave it enough. Start then to it would shave itself out right in the drill, the row, and you could reach it up close enough in with your wing of your plow.
Oh, yeah.
To keep it clean to like the yellow and shave the ground.
You mentioned a drill, what's
the drill? That's what you call right in the row where the seed are dropped.
Uh-huh.
That's right in the drill.
Oh, that's new, I think.
Okay. But with a seed drill, now if it's a regular seed drill, you know, that plant seed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was just the old time of name for the, I always heard it called, you know, right in the middle of the rows. You know, out between the middle of the distance between one row and another was called the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then right in the row itself was a drill.
Oh, between the plants?
Right in the where the plants.
Oh.
The line where the plants were, that was a drill.
Okay. Okay, what would you call the
kind of
undesirable grass that grows between crops and stuff?
Well, any misplaced plants
are
weed. Mm-hmm. You know,
okay.
And the grass and all came in the same category.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You were seeing those, kind of white fences that some people have around their house?
Ticket fences.
Mm-hmm. You ever had to paint those?
No, I never did.
You like that?
Okay.
There are
a lot of them
when
I was small, but we didn't have one.
Mm-hmm. Were they usually woven, or were they nailed?
They was nailed.
Mm-hmm.
Just palings, they was called. And the upright pieces were usually sharp on one end.
Mm-hmm.
All palings. All right.
What kind of fence did you used to have around your, where the cows grazed?
It was barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. You ever had to put up barbed wire?
Yes, sir.
How do you go about that?
Well, you try to stretch it from corner to corner,
mm-hmm.
As far as it's necessary. You might have pull poles in between, but you stretch it from one of these to the other and space it evenly.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's kind of so. You might have to have gloves and about to handle it, and still you get scratched a lot of times.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Did you ever see any of those, wooden fences? I mean, other than picket fences?
Rail fences. I've seen those, but they was going out just about when I was young.
Mm-hmm. What do they look like?
Just a zigzag line of stacked up split rails.
Mm-hmm. How do they
hold
together?
They just stack? Laying
one
on top of another.
Mm-hmm.
The zigzag shape of them. Hold
oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
Hold together.
Okay.
When you're putting up a fence, what do you put in those holes? You know, you dig the holes and you put what in?
Put the poles.
Okay. And do you ever see a wall or fence made out of rock or stone?
Yeah, there's a few around here because there's a lot of rock
uh-huh.
In this river here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's mills.